Shalom, folks. I just wanted to come, you know, talk a little bit, man. Things are really getting crazy. We're on the precipice of a big decision, president-wise, you know, in America. The media has called it, but the Electoral College hasn't called it. So December 14th, I guess the Electoral College is going to call it. Get ready for some static from that. You know what I mean? It's funny because on the same day, there's going to be a meteor shower that passes. And there's going to be a total solar eclipse. On the same day, they're supposed to choose the president, December 14th. Okay. We're on the brink of a world-altering event. World-altering. On top of that, you got COVID. On top of that, you got lockdowns. Economy crashing, forced full use of a vaccine, murders on the rise, crimes on the rise, poverty's on the rise, civil wars in every country, earthquakes, volcanoes going off, super storms coming through. I mean, you don't think the earth is telling the people something? You don't think the way we've been living has upset the balance of nature? Has upset the balance of living? You don't think our evil ways and intentions are gonna come back? This is a new day and age. We got outer space things coming. We got nations at our throats. We got civil war, civil unrest. People blaming a president that's only been here 4 years. Like this country hasn't been teeter-tottering and been in a bubble. So what's the answers? Get back to righteousness. Get back to doing the right thing. Get back to treating people the right way. Not, you know, developing systems to entrap human beings and human genocide and science projects and experiments that you place on people. Getting back to the laws what made you a good country. getting back to the morals and ethics which you stood upon on one time. Now granted, I'm an African American. We didn't have the best, you know what I mean, path to go in America. You know, no African American probably did. But we were paying for a punishment. We were paying for our ancestors' sinful acts towards the God of Israel. So we had to serve a servitude. You know, we had to serve out a sentence. We had to serve out a sentence. Okay. 400 years according to Genesis. I believe it's Genesis 15. He told Abraham that. So as we served out our servitude, we were shown no mercy. We were shown no mercy. They had their foot on our necks the entire time. And you think you're not going to have to pay for that, America? Come on now, really, man. You signed your own, you know, destruction. You signed for your own destruction. You signed for your own destruction. When Americans documented that slavery started in America in 1619. That's when the hourglass was set, when your time would be up. I'm just letting you know, people. America signed its own death certificate. Because what they did to the children of the Most High Creator. And he still couldn't wipe us out. See, the scripture says one day in the end times that our oppressors would learn that they have inherited lies, that their forefathers lied to them. Lied to them about who these people were. Lied to them about what God thinks about these people. Lied to them about what they could do to us. Lied to them about that they were better than us. Lied to them that we were animals. Inhumane. Dogs were treated better than us. Dogs were treated better than us. You know, they thought that they could perpetually keep us locked down and held down. Perpetually. They thought they could perpetually do that. That means ongoing. Forever. Freedom ain't never been free. Not here. Freedom ain't never been free. Not here. So, you know, I see the truth. I see what's going on. You can't get around it. There's no way you can succeed and get around these entities that are ruling the masses. There's no way. Not in captivity. There's no way. There's no way. People say, oh, you should vote, you should do this. No. No. You're not changing a thing. You're not changing a thing. Things ain't changed in this many years. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Martin Luther King stated he was afraid that he integrated his people into a burning house. And that's true. That's absolutely true. But it was no way to stop it. You see what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, the people have to face up. You know what I mean? They have to face their own lives. You know, they wanted integration with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, our elders, some of our elders wanted it, but we wanted our own. That's really what we were fighting for, having a piece of our own. Every real leader we ever had was murdered. Every real leader. If you were really for your people, they murdered you. They bombed Black Wall Street. The whole thing. You think they're gonna let you have your own? Out of here. Not here. So then, you know, comes the question, what can we do about it? How can we change this? And there's only two ways to change it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And love your brother as you love yourself. Love your brother as you love yourself. That puts us back in line with the commandments of the Most High. Because the scriptures say, what is love? Love is following the commandments. That's what love is. That's what true love is. I don't know about, you know what I mean? get back in line with the Most High and watch him redeem us. Watch him deliver us out of the hand of our oppressor. It's already coming. The awakening is getting more large scale than I ever thought it would. We got a lot of doctrines going on and a lot of camps and a lot of things. I mean, but that's okay. That's okay. I appreciate the fire. I appreciate the gall, the intensity, to the ferociousness to bring the word. To bring the word of the Most High. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, I don't agree with a lot of the prejudicedness of how they bring things, because you know, they blame a lot of things on, you know, the white man, when really, you know, it was us. It was us that got us here. It was us that got us out of the grace of the Most High. It was us that made us susceptible to slavery. It was us. We wanted to be like all the other nations. So then the God of the universe gave us up to all the other nations, and we became slaves. Almost perpetually. Almost. So the answer is facing that man and a man or woman in the mirror and taking responsibility for getting out of the Most High's grace. That's the answer. And when you do that, he will place you back on your throne. Because we are all kings and a kingdom of priests. We're a kingdom of priests. So we're kings and priests. You understand? The word was brought through us, through our ancestors. If we can't uphold the law, we can't be an example to the nations, the world is in trouble. The world is in peril. If we not that candlestick at the top of that hill, the world is dark. So we have to take responsibility. For the situation that we are in. Now, what we cannot take responsibility for is how we are treated while we are in the position that we are in. That is what we cannot take responsibility for. That's what the nations will take responsibility for. They don't think they are, but they are going to take responsibility. You will be judged. You will be judged. This is not a game. This is what we call life. People got to wake up. People got to wake up. Start taking responsibility. message to myself and a message to the people. Let's take responsibility. Let's get up out of this oppression, folks.